Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
The Affordable Care Act requires that certain health plans cover preventive and other health services without any extra cost. But what are those? And do you have to get them okayed before you do? We have a lot of questions about preventive and wellness benefits. And of course, the brilliant Marianna Turno, President of Government Relations for Guaranty Trust Life Insurance, is here to answer all of those questions. So, Marianne, preventive and wellness benefits, what are those?
Well, Melanie, those are the things that you can get basically for free, although you've already paid your premium under your health insurance. But I like to say you use these benefits at no cost to you so that later you can avoid having to pay for care that you would have gotten because you got sick. So let's use our free benefits to stay well and not have to go back to the doctor because we got a germ or something. So these are things that the government has said insurance companies have to pay for now to keep the population healthy. And it's everything from screenings to counselings to vaccines. It differs if you're a man, a woman, or a child. There are pages and pages on the internet of benefits and things that you can get. So it's really worth looking into. And it's worth taking advantage of these things.
So now I'm going to ask you, we don't always get into the whys of some of these things, but do insurance companies see the benefit of this, or is this something they're not big on? Because I've been in preventive medicine all my life, you know, for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so I would think keeping us well is cheaper than waiting till we're sick.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think that's something that the insurance community is waking up to. Insurance never really was focused on wellness. They were focused on sickness. But things have changed. I mean, look at how you think. More people think like you now, right, than ever did before. And insurance companies are getting that. And yes, they are finding out through actuarial science and all the sorts of benefits and things that they can aggregate and look at their records and see that, yes, the benefits that they have to provide now are saving them from paying for hospitalizations and things later. So there is a cost savings associated with it.
So is it more than just physicals? Because now, I mean, obviously vaccines, but I went to my pediatrician recently and my daughter filled out sort of a counseling piece of paper. And I ended up having to pay $8 for that because that wasn't included in. And it was asking her sexual questions, questions about drugs and friends and things. And that wasn't covered. But of course, her vaccines and her physical was.
Right. There's a list. Folks should really go to healthcare.gov, and there's a list of exactly what is covered for adults, for women, and for children. And depending on how her pediatrician coded that in the bill, what they called it, it could have been covered or not. Like, there's such a thing as a behavioral assessment for children that is covered, and you can get one like every few years for a child. Like 11 to 14 years old, they're entitled to one. 15 to 17 years old, they're entitled to another one. There's a depression screening for adolescents. So there's a gonorrhea prevention screening. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that is very specifically laid out, so it really depends on how your pediatrician was viewing that and what they called it when they submitted it to the insurance company.
So a lot of this is also coding, because if these things are considered preventive and wellness benefits, but they're not coded as such, then they don't fall under that category. So it's about learning code. Do we have to learn the coding? What are we supposed to do about that?
No, don't learn coding. It'll make your head hurt.
No kidding. I heard there was like 845 codes just for like an angioplasty or something like that.
It's ridiculous. I feel sorry for the physician community. But no, just discuss it with them and tell them your concerns and, you know, print off the list online of the things that you're entitled to and bring it with. Bring it to the doctor and say, hey, this is the list of stuff. Where does this fall on my list?
Okay, so that's a really good bit of information, and you can find that on ObamacareFacts.com under preventive care is that list that Marianne is talking about. So now things like colonoscopies. I was thrilled that mine was now covered under the wellness and prevention for every 3 years because it runs in my family, colon cancer. So those kinds of things, if you're like at risk, then is this a different thing? Is it considered diagnostic? Are these now yearly? How does that all work? How do you sort that all out?
It does depend on your history. For some of it is age-related. Like a colonoscopy is included for adults over 50, whether they're at risk or not. But if you're under 50, if you have a family history or a risk profile, then it would be included. So sometimes it depends on how old you are. For men specifically, there's an abdominal aortic aneurysm screening. For men who have smoked, they can get a one-time screening on that. So it's, like I said, it can be very specific. Some of it is age-related. Some of it is behavior-related. If you've smoked, if you have a lifestyle that will make you more susceptible to sexually transmitted diseases or hepatitis B. So there are different triggers for some of these benefits.
That's pretty cool that you can look up things like the screenings and such. And so now these are mostly yearly. What about things that are not covered by insurance? People might think, oh, well, an endoscopy is different than a colonoscopy, but that's not considered a wellness prevention.
Right, exactly. Like I said, that's the best reason to go online and look at these lists. Every screening or counseling or vaccine or whatever is explained. Not only do they list them, but then define it and tell you what exactly that is. And sometimes a physician can intercede on your behalf with an insurance company and say, listen, that endoscopy, that was considered preventive or that was considered a diagnostic tool because of this patient's risk profile. And insurance companies will look at things on a case-by-case basis. And your doctor might be able to help you win that case that, yes, it should have been covered as a preventive benefit.
So separate and specific to women. Now, even with all the controversy about mammograms, now we have mammograms, pap smears, checking for HPV. We have all these different tests we women go through all the time. So what goes on in the world of women's health?
Well, there's a difference between government guidelines and what insurance is required to cover. I know mammogram guidelines have changed over the years, and they seem to be going back and forth and back and forth as the doctors argue about what's beneficial and what's not. But the insurance coverage does not track those guidelines. The insurance coverage says breast cancer mammography every 1 to 2 years for women over 40. End of sentence. So it doesn't matter what the guidelines say today, this is what is covered for a woman. And if you're at greater risk, you can get them more often.
What a great answer. You are so smart. I swear you blow me away every time. Because, I mean, as long as the insurance companies don't follow those kinds of controversies, then we women can still just go get our mammograms, do what we need to do. Now, what about new, we don't have a lot of time, but what about new vaccines and interventions, things that are like Gardasil came out, and I think it took a little while for it to be covered, but now the HPV vaccine is something that your kids are supposed to get.
Yes, that is on the list of covered vaccines. And you're right, there are new things that come out, and sometimes it takes a while because insurance companies are allowed to deny claims for what are considered experimental drugs or experimental treatments. And just because the Affordable Care Act says that you can't discriminate doesn't mean you have to cover. There's a big difference. So experimental or not medically necessary things like therapeutic massage or a new vaccine or a vaccine that might be used in a different way than it was approved for, those things don't necessarily have to be covered. And sometimes it takes years of research before there's a requirement that says, yeah, now we have to. Now it's been proven.
They're going to show that about massages soon, Marianne. You just watch, because therapeutic massage rocks. But thank you so much again. And you can see more of Marianne Eterno on the front page of RadioMD.com, her whole entire series on the Affordable Care Act. She is the single best guest we have ever had on any of our shows in regards to this Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. She knows anything I ask her. She knows. So go there, check it out, share it with your friends, because she answers a lot of really great questions. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.